This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Whether they're sitting in a masjid in China, or in the UK, or in Africa, or in the Middle East, or in the Caucasus, the hearts are there, the bodies are there, but the hearts are with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And we are no different. And what can a khatib do, or what can a khatib say to a congregation who have seen things with their eyes that no voice can manifest the feelings that we've seen? How do you explain the pain in the eye of an 11-year-old boy, Asim, standing in front of a camera with his arm in a cast from a broken arm? And he's asked, "Where are your parents?" And he looks down, and you literally see the pain in his eyes, and he says that they're no longer here. They're shaheed. How do you capture the emotion of a mother running from room to room in the hospital looking for her children, only to find out that they're all martyrs? How do you capture the emotion of a son driving his vehicle with his father in the back seat? And he says, "Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah." And when the camera looks to the back seat, you see his father wrapped in a death shroud. And there's no ambulance or funeral car or anything to take him. He's burying his father himself. When we consider him lucky that he has his deceased family member there with him, you can't capture it. You can't. Nothing can be said to recreate what we've already seen. But what can be said is things that can perhaps put a proper lens on what we're seeing, a proper perspective on what we're seeing. And for that, we look, of course, to the life of our beloved Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the media manufactures in our mind, and many of us internalize this impending doom. Hundreds of thousands have gathered on the border. And the world powers have united against an oppressed people. They've green-lighted a massacre and a genocide. And so we can begin to feel hopeless. We can begin to feel hopeless. And we begin to lose sight of the perspective that the Sahaba had and the believers had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through very difficult trials. In Mecca, he faced a siege and a boycott for 3 years. Resources are cut off. No food, no water, no business dealings, no marriage, nothing at all. Until the companions were forced to literally eat the leaves from trees to survive. They went through that boycott, an embargo. And we see similar happening again and again. They went through the Battle of Al-Ahzab in Medina. An army the size of which the history of Arabia had never seen had amassed at the doorsteps of Medina, 10,000 strong, and they had arrows raining down upon them, and they had a betrayal from within Medina. The Jews of Medina had betrayed the Muslims and had gone against the treaty that they had with the Prophet and sided with the Quraysh and Ghatafan and the other tribes who were besieging from the outside. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He captured that moment, because it's one thing to read the history books, but it's another to know the feelings of the hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِذْ جَاءُوكُم مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ, when they came at you from above you and below you. Anywhere you turned, you were in fear. وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِدُ, and the hearts were overwhelmed with fear And it's as if they reach the throats, like you could feel every heartbeat. The individual, the believer, you could feel every heartbeat in your throat. And the eyes were searching in fear. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ And some had doubts. Some began to have doubts. هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا Here at this moment, the believers were tested and they were shaken, such a shaking that literally shook them to their core. So the believers went through this. The hypocrites were mocking them, saying, you can't even go out to the bathroom in peace. In the famous story that we know, the Messenger of Allah, when they were digging the ditch and he struck the huge stone and he said, Allahu Akbar, I've been given the keys to Rome and Persia and Yemen. And the hypocrites are saying, you're promising us victory over the world superpowers. We can't even relieve ourselves in peace. We are scared to leave our home to relieve ourselves. So the believers, how did they respond at this situation? Those whose iman was firm in their heart, what was their response? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا When the believers saw this, they saw the scenario, the same thing that the whole community saw, that the enemy saw, that the hypocrites saw, that the Jews of Medina saw, that the mushriks saw, that the Muslims saw. Everybody saw the same thing, but only one saw it with the proper lens. Only one had the proper perspective. They said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ This is a manifestation of the truth of the promise of Allah and the Messenger ﷺ. When Allah said in the Quran, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا You will be certainly tested in your lives and your wealth and you will hear things that will hurt you. We can't turn on any media coverage. There's no outlet we can turn on except that our hearts are literally being struck with the arrows from the words that are coming out of the mouths of so-called impartial journalists. Allah said that in the Quran. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا What was the promise that they said that increased them in iman? When Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ Do you think you will enter paradise? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ But you haven't yet tasted what those before you have tasted have gone through. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُنْزِلُوا They were faced a difficulty and tribulation and they were shaken to their core until the messenger himself said, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ When is the help of Allah coming? When is the victory of Allah coming? So what then is this perspective? What was the perspective of the Sahaba? The verse ends by telling you what the perspective was. أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ Indeed, most definitely the help of Allah, the victory of Allah, the opening from Allah is very close. That was the promise of Allah. So what does Allah say in the Quran? What is a believer's perspective? What is a believer's understanding of when we see tribulations and trials like this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, بَنِ اللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ Rather know that Allah is your protector. And He is the best of those who give victory. Allah says, إِن يَنصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ Allah says, indeed, if Allah were to help you, then none can overcome you. None can harm you. But if Allah abandons you, if Allah leaves you, then who will help you in His place? وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ So let those, the believers, put their trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ Is Allah not sufficient for His slave? What they put the Prophet ﷺ through. He says, لَقَدْ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُخَافُ أَحَدٌ وَلَقَدْ أُذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُذَى أَحَدٌ. I have been tested and tried in the path of Allah like none before me ever has. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. But is Allah not sufficient for His slave? What does Allah say? Allah says, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah indeed is the King of all kings. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. He indeed will give the kingdom to whom He wills, and He will take it away from who He wills. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And He will give honor and strength to whom He wills, and He will humiliate whom He wills. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. But we say what? بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. Oh Allah, we know, we have firm belief that in Your hands is all that is good. And you see, that's the amazing affair of the believer. Whether you see, like, we see victory from a dunyawi lens, that yes, victory means that political victory, it means military victory, it means economic victory, it means social victory. But no, it doesn't. In the Ashab al-Buruj, the famous story of the boy and the king that our kids have learned from a young age, when 20,000 were burned alive, for only وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. They only believed in Allah, the Almighty and the Praiseworthy. They were killed for that. 20,000. When Allah described that massacre and the believers who were killed, He says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That indeed was a great success. The success wasn't that they were given victory over their enemy. The success rather was that until the last moment, they held on to their faith. So even the mother who approached the fire and was holding her young infant, and she hesitated, and Allah allowed the infant to speak, Ya Ummah, isbiri fa'innaki ala al-haq. Oh my mother, be patient, for you are upon the truth. She will be raised in paradise with her child. Because the success for them wasn't defined by this world. This world is very limited. Rather, success for them was defined by, will they hold on to what makes them who they are until the last moment, whether they face difficulty or trial. So what do we do? That's the perspective. Well, what do we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says on the tongue of Musa alayhi salam to His people,
قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Musa told his people, an enslaved people, an oppressed people, he says, seek help with Allah and be patient, for indeed Allah owns all of this earth. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. It all belongs to Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. And He will allow people temporarily control over parts of it from time to time. But at the end, the final result, the final affair, whether it be in our lifetime or our children's lifetime or our grandchildren's lifetime, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. No doubt in the end, the victory will be for those who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah wants for us to seek help from Allah, to seek patience through Allah.
وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ.
And put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is living and never dies, and declare His praises. Don't falter or give up. Don't weaken in the face of the enemy.
وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Don't falter. Don't be grieved. Yes, we mourn our losses, but we don't become paralyzed by our sadness. Rather, we rejoice that paradise has now been given an additional 4,000 of our brothers and sisters from Gaza. And how many more thousands are under the rubble waiting for that moment to join their brothers and sisters, their mothers and fathers, their grandparents and grandchildren, welcoming them with open arms. in the hearts of in the bodies of green birds, with nests hung underneath the arsh of Allah as they fly around Jannah, enjoy its rivers and fruits, and they can't wait for those who they've left behind to join them. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And finally, Allah wants us to do our part.
إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ.
Allah says, most definitely Allah will help the one who helps Him. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. How do we help Allah? By doing our part. You know, yes, we can politically activate ourselves, but we have to understand ultimate help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing's changed in the past 75 years. 75 years of oppression under the watchful eye of the world, or the negligent eye of the world from time to time. Nothing's changed. But we still activate ourselves. But those who seek cheap political points with whoever it may be, just to feel a sense of, oh yeah, look at me, this governor or this person or whoever, this congresswoman mentioned my name or came to my event, and yet there's no sincere effort in what you're doing. What have we done? And I give you the example of one of our communities here in America, the Islamic Society of Baltimore. May Allah bless their community and give them more tawfiq. A community that when former President Obama approached them and his staff approached them that we would like the President of the United States to visit your masjid and deliver an address from the minbar of your masjid, from the front of your masjid. Imagine how many masjids would be falling over themselves. The President of the United States coming to us. But you know what they said? They said, you're welcome to come so long as you don't bring up the issue of Israel and defend Israel's right to oppression of the Palestinian people. They put a condition on the President of the United States. And that message was communicated to his staff, and an agreement was made that no mention will come, and so he was welcome. And the only address by a sitting president from within the walls of a masjid in 2016 was at the Islamic Society of Baltimore. But you see the sense of izzah that they had. Yeah, we'll do our part, we'll engage, but look, on our terms. On our terms. And so we have to do our part, engage, yes, of course, dua. And you know what Allah says in the Quran? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, who other than Allah will be the one who will answer the call of the one who is distressed and despair and in urgency? So when we see these videos and these pictures and that move us to tears and shatter our hearts into pieces, it should only push us to our prayer rug to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with a level of desperation that may be lacking before. And when that desperation is there, the dua answer of the Allah comes. So we make dua. We make it a point in our lives that before we die, we will visit Palestine. We will go and we will pray in Masjid al-Aqsa, especially if you have a US passport. You can go right in without any problem. There's no issue. So why is it that we have a culture of going for Umrah? Thanksgiving, winter break, spring break, we plan Umrah trips. But why don't we plan trips to Palestine? When the Messenger of Allah, he said in a hadith that praying there is 1,000 times reward as anywhere else. When another hadith, the Prophet, he said that I hope the dua of the Prophet was answered before me, that whoever goes to pray 2 rak'ahs in Masjid al-Aqsa will return like the day his mother gave birth to him. Which is the reward of Hajj? Why don't we go to support our brothers and sisters? When we go, the people, every one of them tell us, welcome, welcome, this land is your land. They've been offered millions of dollars to give up a small piece of land to the occupation, but they refuse. And they'll live under humiliation because they say, what, this land doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the Muslim Ummah. So visit. Make it a point in your life to visit. Make dua, donate of course in the cause that can help food and shelter and medicine and the like, that's all needed. But we have to do our part. When we do our part, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. We do our part, Allah will give us strength and help us and keep us firm. وَقُولُوا قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I thought it would be appropriate to to end the khutbah by delivering a message from one of the women of Gaza, one of the mothers of Gaza. It's incredibly powerful. Some of you may have seen it online. She received a voice note on WhatsApp encouraging her to be patient and checking in on her and the like. And so this was her response, and it's translated into English, of course. She says, "You sent a message to strengthen us and reassure us, alhamdulillah. You messaged me to give me strength, but I want to reassure you and be 100% sure that in reality, we are the ones who need to strengthen those outside of where we are. Because nahnu alhamdulillahi wasallna. Because we, our faith has become rock solid, unshakable. And Allah showed us matters with our own eyes." Yani, aynul yaqeen. She's saying, "I have seen things with my own eyes that will only increase my iman and make it like rock solid. Nothing can shake it. No bomb can shake the, what's in my heart. Nothing can shake this." She says, "Overnight, my children, we had intense bombing unlike anything I've ever heard or experienced in my life. But I made a dua, Allahumma alqi amanatan min nu'asin ala awladi. Oh Allah, allow my children to sleep peacefully tonight. And I swear to Allah, despite the bombs, the most intense of which I've ever seen, none of my children woke up. The world around us is falling apart, fragments everywhere, shrapnel, frightening noises. But walhamdulillah, none of my children woke up. Allah has shown us His infinite mercy to our children. Allah is greater than all and everything. So don't worry about us, but pray for us. But we are the ones who want to reassure and strengthen you. We want to strengthen you and pray that you reach a level like ours. May Allah honor you to this station as He has honored us. Inshallah, He will honor you. And you will get the level of strength in your belief in the religion and in staying steadfast in this life. Walhamdulillah." You know, my son Abdullah, he's 3 years old. He tells me, "Mama, I feel like I'm going to die." So I told him, "No, don't say that." So then he tells me, "I feel like I'm going to die, but not die. But I'm going to be elevated and ascended upwards." He made me cry so much, subhanAllah. I never heard such a statement from a child. It is as if the angels were enabling him to speak, to give me comfort that my son will die a martyr, just like Wadia in Chicago. As his last moments, as he stabbed 26 times, he said, "Mama, I'm fine." His last words were, "Mama, I'm fine," before he died. It's as if Allah, just like the child inspired to his mother in Ashab al-Buruj, "Ya umma asbiri fa innaki ala al-haq," "Oh my mother, be patient, for you're upon the truth." It's as if Allah is inspiring the children of Gaza to give strength to their parents. Allahu Akbar. I looked at my son, and it is as if Allah told me, even if he died, he is a shaheed. And the martyrs are living, being nourished by their Lord. Even the children here, Allah allows them to speak such words that they don't even understand. And just as she said that, literally sounds of bombs went off. So she said, "Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil." So do not be worried, do not be scared. But I leave you with this, whoever hears this, my final advice to everyone, everyone you meet, from now until you die, you tell them that in this land, there were people that once said, "La ilaha illallah." And on this land, were once a people who held strong to their faith. Subhanallah. Everything around them is shaking, but their faith is unshakable. The world is crumbling around them, but their heart doesn't crumble even an ounce. Because faith has penetrated into their hearts. And you see, I work in the hospital. I work in the ER. And physicians, you know how this feeling, that one of your biggest fears, especially as an ER physician, is that you will one day take care of your dying family member. Imagine you're working in your shift, and your father comes in, your mother comes in, your child comes in, and you have to take care of them. Well, how many physicians in Palestine have taken care of their dead loved ones? Have been given the news of their children dying, and their father dying, and their mother dying, and they see their body in front of their own eyes, but they don't have time to rest. They have to go back to all the rest who are suffering, and all the rest who are in pain. So if they don't have a time to rest, neither do we. Neither will we. We will continue to raise our hands to Allah and beg Allah. We will continue to donate until we have nothing else left to donate. We will continue to raise our voices for those who have been left voiceless, who've been betrayed by the world. And if we do that, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah will provide a way out for them. It's the promise of Allah, and it is true, and it will be coming. And Allah will provide for them means from which they've never known. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then Allah will be sufficient for them. Allow us, brothers and sisters, put our trust in Allah, rectify our lives, change our lives for the better, so that Allah may bring us, may make us worthy of the victory He has promised to this ummah. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma fil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka ya rabbana sami'un qareeb mujib ad da'awat ya arhamar rahimin rahmataka narju ya arhamar rahimin rahmataka narju fala takilna ila anfusina tarfat 'ayni wa la أقل من ذلك. اللهم كن مع إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم كن معهم، اللهم إنهم ضعفاء فقويهم، خوفا فأمنهم، جياعا فأطعمهم، عريا فاكسهم، حفاة فاحملهم، مظلومون فانصرهم، محتاجون إليك يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم إنا ندعوك كما أمرتنا، فاستجب لنا كما وعدتنا، يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة.